You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. The special investigation team formed by the Karnataka government has issued a lookout circular against Prajwal Revana, an absconding MP from Hassan, who is accused of sexual harassment by multiple women. A lookout notice has been issued soon after it was learned that Prajwal Revana has gone abroad. We have informed all the ports and airports about the lookout notice, Karnataka Home Minister G. Parmeshwar said. A day after bomb threats were issued to multiple schools in Delhi NCR, the police requested the citizens not to follow any false messages or fake news being circulated on WhatsApp. Around 100 schools in Delhi NCR received an email regarding bomb threats, causing panic among parents and the mass evacuation of students. People are smart and will respond to the BJP's move to put up national convener and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal behind bars through their votes, his wife Sunita said. Kejriwal was arrested on 21st March by the Enforcement Directorate, ED, in a money laundering case related to the Delhi government's now-scrapped excise policy. He is currently lodged in the Tihar jail in the national capital under judicial custody. Shares of Kotak Mahindra Bank fell 4% to hit a fresh 52-week low of 1,561 rupees today. This comes after the private lender announced the departure of Joint Managing Director KVS Mannion. Days after vaccine manufacturer AstraZeneca admitted that its COVID-19 vaccine can cause a rare side effect TTS, thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome, parents of a woman who was administered Covishield, the vaccine's Indian variant, have decided to move court against Serum Institute of India, the Pune-based firm that developed and manufactured Covishield in the country.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.